You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. I'm your host, Tracy Ross, joined in studio by Playoffs in the Park director Lisa Cope, as well as Jake Hunter, who plays Lord Farquaad in the show. Thanks so much for being on Sounds
Thank
Good.
You Thank having you for having us.
We had Brad and Jeff on before the run started, and I know that we were anticipating some full crowds, but boy, I tell you what, you packed in the house at the Playhouse enough that your run has been extended.
Yeah, we're so excited. We did. Other than the first night when we had just a few empty seats, we've sold out every single performance. And this past weekend, we ended up just turning people away by the dozens. So when that happened, we really got serious about, okay, should we extend this thing? So as it turned out, everybody was pretty much available. We're not doing a Friday night show because we had several, including Brad, who plays Shrek, was not available for Friday night. So we're doing a Saturday night show and a Sunday afternoon show. So we're just excited to be able to extend.
And this is it, right?
This is it. This has to be it because we've got kid shows coming up the next 2 weekends after that. And then we're just 1 week away from Miracle on 34th Street, which is the Christmas show. Yeah. So everything really is packed in pretty tight this time of year.
Well, I know that my wife and my son saw it Sunday, and they loved it. I had to take the bullet and stay home with the baby, but they said it was a great, great time.
People have loved this show. And really, it appeals to everybody. Little children love it, and grandmas love it. Everybody likes it.
Yeah. And Jake, you said you're an eighth grader.
I am an eighth grader at Callaway Middle.
So there's probably some class you should be in now.
I should be in class right now. I luckily got away to this morning to help Lisa with some of the kids' show things and to do this radio show. So I'm really excited about this.
You know, Lord Farquaad is a fairly important character in Shrek, and generally I would envision a much older person playing the role. How do you pull it off?
Well, it's really hard to find because he's both adorable and yet evil at the same time. So you kind of have to find that that balance in between all those different aspects. But ironically, I'm one of the tallest cast members, and he is one of the shortest show members. So I will be playing it on my knees with some fake legs attached to my real legs, which is it's a sight to see. But everybody is just they just come up to me and they say, "Oh, you were the best part."
He's turned out to be one of their favorite characters. I think people didn't anticipate that.
Yeah, it's been so much fun, and the making of the costume was just fantastic, and just everything about it was spot on for that.
Do you have a snippet of Farquaad that you could do for us today?
Let's see. I can do. I've got the Thelonious. I'm ready. Bring in the cookie. No, that's when the gingerbread man comes in, and I have to torture him for some information. But it's just everything about it. The humor is for all ages, and everybody will love it. So it's just a great show.
Let me ask Lisa, what were some of the surprises so far during this run? I know that everybody expected the leads to be great, and
right.
We work with Jeff, so I knew Jeff was going to be a great donkey. But have there been surprising performances other than Jake? Have there been surprising audience reactions to maybe a part of the play you didn't anticipate?
There have been several. He has been, I think, the biggest surprise to all of us, just how much people love that character. He is very funny, and it's a very visual thing, so we didn't anticipate that. Fiona has been just a pleasant surprise. That was one of the characters that I had a definite thought in mind when I thought about what I wanted that character to be, but I didn't really have an actress in mind that was able to do everything I wanted. And then a girl named Joanne Robertson came into auditions, and the minute she did, that was her. I knew that was her. So she was a great surprise on the front end. I think the other thing that has surprised all of us is how much the audiences have loved everything about the show. Oftentimes, for shows, people will go, "Oh, the lead was great," or "That, they sang so well." Audiences have come out and over and over and over said, "Those costumes are amazing. That set is so cool. That dragon
I was going to ask about the dragon. My son came home literally screaming in joy about the dragon. What did it take to make that happen?
That dragon is so, I tell people all the time, it's worth the price of the ticket just to see that dragon. Mm-hmm. Pam Rockwell created that for us. It's 18 feet long. It is bright pink with shiny sequiny things all over it. Her mouth works when she sings. Her eyelashes bat when she's flirting with Donkey. Her wings actually operate. It's you just can't imagine until you see it. And she just literally fills that space. So we've had all kinds of reactions. But every night, the first time the audience sees her, we get some kind of reaction. Some nights they just burst into applause the minute they see her. Other nights you get this collective gasp, you know, as she kind of rounds the curtain there. And so it has been so much fun to watch the audience appreciate her. And Pam put in almost 300 hours on that dragon.
Oh, my goodness.
So we're so proud of the dragon.
I can't even put into words how amazing it is. I had the pleasure of putting it together to help her. And when she had built it all, I helped her put all of them connect. And it's beautiful.
You see what she did.
I don't understand how she did it, but
out of nothing, we just said, "Okay, here's what we'd like for it to look like and like for it to do," and she did it.
So. Wow, and the play is not short; it's rather lengthy.
It is kind of long. It's about 2.5 hours, but people, it doesn't feel like it. It's one of those that because it moves along very, very quickly, and there's just so much to look at and so much. It's so cleverly written that. You know, there's funny things going on all the time. And so you really are involved and engaged the whole time. So it doesn't feel like it's that long at all. I haven't had anybody say, oh, that really
boy, I wish it would have been shorter.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to assume tickets are selling rather quickly for these two extended shows.
They are. And I'm really encouraging people, please don't wait and try to buy them at the door. That's what was happening over and over and over last weekend, particularly. And I had to turn away children and all kinds of really awful, horrible things. So please don't depend on getting them at the door. Go ahead. They're online, available now. You can call me at the theater and do it that way if you'd rather.
And what's the number?
The number is 759-1752. There is an answer machine, and it's been full. Every time we've gone by this morning, Jake and I have gotten the messages off. So people are snatching them up. So go ahead and get your reservations made.
And so Saturday night's performance is at
7 o'clock.
And at 2:30 matinee
on Sunday. That is correct. Yeah.
Wow. Well, I think I may have to get off my derriere and go take in one of these. Lisa Cope, Jake Hunter, thanks so much for being on Sounds Good today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.